My Delta is on fire. I'm going to have to sit for this one. Hi, so I was on Reddit earlier this week and I saw a very interesting post about all regretting being in product management.
Are you playing?
And of course, that tickled my fancy. I decided to look through the thread and what everybody else thinks about regretting being in product management, and I have some reactions. So let's get into those reactions. So this is the original thread. This person says, I've led a product successfully over the past year, but I'm starting to realize that the day-to-day of a PM kind of sucks. Meetings all day, writing requirements, aligning teams, working with different politics. I think I made a mistake and should return to engineering. I love strategic thinking, roadmap planning, product market fit testing, product definition, go-to-market strategy, and so on. Have you felt this way? This post has 186 comments, so a good number of people have something to say about regretting being in product management. So let's see what people have to say. And what I have to say about that. First comment there says, a great product manager is essentially an entrepreneur who hasn't yet been frustrated enough to go off on their own. Interesting thoughts. I used to be of this school of thoughts until a few years ago that, oh, a product manager is a mini CEO. You know, when people ask, what does a product manager do? The first thing I'll say, oh, it's like a mini CEO, but of a product. That was what I used to think. But I've slowly come to terms with the fact that that's not true. While there might be a lot of similarities between the product manager and the CEO, or in terms of their responsibilities and the nature of their roles, they are very different roles. A product manager is not a mini CEO. And honestly, I think that notion of a product manager as a CEO is one of the things that could potentially limit one in product management and how you explore opportunities that are available to you. I think it's a limiting belief, even though it sounds very glamorous, like, oh, I'm a mini CEO and I can address that subsequently. But there are a lot of similarities between the product manager and the CEO. First, with respect to like strategy decision making, there's some scope or extent of strategic decision making that both product manager and CEO makes. But they are on different levels and on different degrees. A CEO is making a strategy that affects the business and, you know, everything that the product manager is encapsulated with. The product manager is only making maybe tactical or strategic. Could you try again? I wasn't talking to you. As I was saying, so a product manager is limited within the scope of the strategy that the CEO has already said or is making. So there is that similarity, but there's a difference in scope. Second similarity is with respect to ownership and authority. Yes, I agree that a product manager has autonomy and ownership within the scope of the product that they manage. And of course, the CEO also has some level of ownership and authority over the business. You know, they need to make, you know, critical decisions, allocate resources, you know, ensure alignment within the teams and the organization to achieve a particular purpose. And that responsibility and accountability belongs to the product manager and the CEO for the product and the business, respectively. Again, this is different with respect to the scope within which that works. There's also the cross-functional collaboration and leadership. You know, a CEO doesn't do everything, or probably has like a set of heads or vice presidents or different functional leads that work to move the business forward. Similarly, a product manager has like the engineering team, the design team, sometimes research and different functional areas that help to contribute into making a product successful. So there is that cross-functional leadership where a CEO is expected to lead the organization cross-functionally, same as a product manager expected to collaborate with those functional areas to achieve success. So those are some of the similarities between product manager and CEO. However, the notion that a product manager is mini CEO, I don't think they're just different roles that have similar responsibilities but in different scopes. They lead by influence, obviously, the style with which they work and lead. And I can even say the same for every kind of manager role. You lead by influence, you help people achieve success while trying to achieve success for the business or for the product. I can say the same for every manager. So technically, one can also argue that every manager role is a mini CEO. At that point, it defeats the purpose of calling it a mini CEO, you know? The CEO impacts the business outlook, quite frankly, than a product manager. So if for a product manager, if you commit a mishap or something, you're really not that significant to the business outlook. You don't impact like the stock prices of the business. There's a lot of attention on the CEO. The board communicates directly to the CEO, and the perception that the CEO puts out there impacts the reputation of the business and the product a lot more than you. the product manager. So the external outlook is so different. Like, a lot of people probably don't know the product manager that handles different aspects of Facebook, for example. But if Mark Zuck misbehaves in a way, it impacts the products, it impacts people's experiences, it impacts people's outlook of Facebook. So the external outlook is a whole different ballgame that the product manager has little to no impact on. And of course, from the organization's perspective, as a product manager, you kind of get some level of organization's perspective, but you can't compare that to what the CEO brings to the table. So one other thing I should also notice is that a product manager is a lot of things in different organizations. You get to some organization and a product manager is basically just writing requirements and prioritizing a backlog. That's not what a CEO does. They don't write requirements and don't prioritize backlog on any scope or degree. And you get some organizations, product managers are heavily involved in the product strategy and things like that. Maybe those are the roles that are comparable in terms of similarity of responsibilities. So because the product management role is quite different and does different things in different organizations, honestly, the role of a CEO is not really disputed across many organizations. Like, nobody will come to an organization and say, oh, a CEO, we don't really know what they do. So there is still some uncertainty and differences in how product managers work in different organizations and the expectations and the role and the degree to which they do certain things. But for the CEO, it's quite clear there's no confusion. So, mini CEO, I don't agree. That was a long-winded response on that particular comment. Let's go to another one. Someone replied that particular comment and said, don't forget us failed entrepreneurs who ended up as product managers. This is also, in my opinion, to dispute the notion that product managers are mini CEOs. Because if that's the case, anybody that can succeed as a product manager should be able to succeed as a CEO. And anybody that succeeded as a CEO or a founder should be able to succeed as a product manager. So, and I don't think that's always the case. If some people could fail as a CEO but succeed as a product manager, and in the same vein too, some people genuinely can not succeed as a product manager and they do well as a CEO, depending on the nature of what they do, then it doesn't really paint the picture that both of them are similar or the same. So I think that comment goes to prove the point that you may not necessarily be good at product management and you're still a great CEO or entrepreneur. And the reverse could also be the case because, again, a lot of people have different strengths in different areas of product management. And as a CEO, you really don't get to pick and choose that way.
I hope that clarifies my point of view.
Another comment that I thought was interesting says, have you thought about going into strategy? And the person replies and says, yes, but I need to be more senior for that. Another reply to that comment says, from what it sounds like, you'd love going into a higher position in products where more junior PMs are reporting into the day-to-day work while you do more strategic work.
Let's back off a bit.
Is strategy the answer? I think not. Because I think we get into this situation where we hate what we do on a daily basis as a product manager. They hate the requirements, the meetings, the this, the that. They're having to convince people, they're having to collaborate, they're having to convince developers about my point of view. Yes, strategy is the answer. And I talk to a lot of product managers. I see the point of view that they come from with respect to strategy is that I have a lot more authority, if I could put it that way, to decide on the direction that we're going without worrying about the details, which might be true. But there's a lot of reasons why strategy is not the answer. First, because all the things you hate about the day-to-day work of a product manager, within strategy, you're probably doing it on a more scaled level. You don't wake up and come up with a strategy all by yourself. You get to talk to the team. You get to collaborate with marketing, with sales, with this. You get to get buy-in from your board and buy-in from the executives in the direction. Else, your strategy is probably going to fail. So the collaboration and the stakeholder management that you hate with day-to-day product management, you're still going to have to deal with it with strategy. That's one aspect. Writing requirements and things like that, you do a lot of market research. You have to rely on people. In fact, in this point, you have to rely on people and lead so much with influence that you're not directly involved in some things they do that will fall into the strategy. So the things that you hate about day-to-day product management, you probably will still encounter it. If you hate the managing of junior PMs or having to like deal with engineering teams, you still have their interest to consider when you're defining the strategy. So when you say, have you considered going into strategy? Strategy by itself, in product management or in a product organization, is not necessarily just one person's job title that they do all day, every day, 24/7, 365 days. It's part of the responsibilities that somebody else carries out. And that's just one out of the several responsibilities that they have to carry out. It doesn't mean that they don't get to do other things that are not strategy. Or it doesn't mean that they don't get to do other areas that have to inform the strategy that doesn't even mean strategy at all. So I don't agree that when someone says they hate the day-to-day of product management, then the solution is consider going into strategy. I don't really think so. And also, product management is a comprehensive role, and strategy is just an integral aspect of it. It's not everything that one person would do if they hate day-to-day product management. In my opinion, anyone that is involved in product strategy actually should have also come up from the point of like doing day-to-day product management, because your strategy is more grounded, is more informed if you've gone through the different phases of product management on different levels, because at that point you kind of already know the limitations that exist within building a product. Even if you've set the strategy, you have first-hand experience with how strategy could trickle down and become nothing because of lack of communication or lack of clarity and things like that. I don't think anybody should just jump into strategy without having gone through the different levels and the different stages and different extents of product management as a day-to-day role just because they hate that. You may have a preference for doing more strategic thinking and strategic collaboration and working on a product strategy. You may have a preference and probably even have more strength in that area. That's not disputing that fact. But unless you're probably working as a consultant where your job is just fully product strategy, do strategy, get out. You know, you don't care about the other things involved in product management or in a product organization. I don't see how it's possible for you to pick and select your strategy within a product organization. I don't even think that that is the solution to the problem of someone hating the day-to-day of product management. You really don't get to pick and choose, especially when you're working in an organization. Unless you're working for yourself, then you get to pick and choose, and then the repercussions of that follow you. Strategy is not the answer. This comment says, I'm falling because I'm also feeling a lot of the same. I miss diving into code and the immediate feedback loop of solving something. Someone else replies that and says, this is a big one for me. The reward you get from PM work are so long-winded, whereas in coding, it feels instant and makes my brain giggly. Someone else says, that is true. Product took it all year and multiple go-to-markets to get some product market fit. Throughout all of that constant stress, no relief. I totally relate to this. I actually really understand, especially for people that are coming from an engineering background. Like for an engineer, you have a problem, you write the code, you solve it, you see the immediate binary solution to that problem solved. Even like you're the first person that gets the high of a problem being solved as an engineer. You're the first person that sees it solved before you release, and then maybe your team sees it and then the users get to experience it. So I get that eye that engineering has from day-to-day problem solving and seeing the results of that problem being solved just on their local computer. And I've also heard a lot of people that, you know, transitioned into product leadership role that say you kind of have to let go of the high you get from seeing problems solved immediately and also being directly involved in how that problem gets solved. So we have a podcast episode that we did with Chantal Donasinfoya sometimes last year about transitioning into product leadership role. And she mentioned the exact same thing. Like, it seems very nice and interesting to say, oh, I don't do the nitty-gritty aspects of product management anymore. Now I'm more involved in like the direction of the product and the mid-term plans and the long-term plans. But what most people don't talk about is the fact that you don't even, sometimes things get shipped and released without you even knowing that this has been released, and you don't get to experience the joy that the team and the developers get from seeing that come to life. Decisions are made without your context, because that's the whole point. You get to enable people to be autonomous and make those decisions by themselves. So a lot of people want to do product management, but they forget that the farther you go in your product management career, the less likely you are to get excited about immediate results. Strategy is not something that you can easily say, yes, I did that strategy and I feel really great about it. Like, it doesn't translate into anything until things get shipped and released. So again, you don't get to feel that high immediately, and you don't get to feel it as frequently as you do. Maybe you can now look back 6 months, 1 year, 2 years down the line and realize that a bet that you placed in your strategy actually worked well and is yielding the results that you expect. But that's just like occasionally. You don't get to feel that every day. So this is also something that people need to consider, that if you feel you need that daily and that frequent high, you probably want to rethink this. You might be careful about how you progress in your product management career, because you don't get to have that every day. So you just keep working and moving on to the next thing and enabling your team to solve problems by themselves. And then you've moved on to the next new thing to prepare ahead for when your team will catch up with you. I feel this person. And okay, one more comment here says, I mean, it sounds like you need to get a junior PM or two hired to run the day-to-day so you can focus on the strategic roadmap
customer stuff.
I think it's normal as you're in the job more to get tired of the grind of sprint planning, management, and focus on longer term work. You don't need to need product to get that. You need a promotion. I read this comment and I
giggled very loudly.
And that's because this comment makes it sound like you get to pick and choose. Like you get to say, I'm not interested in sprint planning and prioritization. Get me to junior PMs to do this thing. And I can just
focus on this part that I love.
You don't get to do that. So the person also says you don't need to leave product together. You need a promotion. I'm so sorry. But the fact that you hate some responsibilities in your current role is not your reason to get a promotion. You get a promotion because you've done excellently well at something and you've aced it and you brought value to the business. It sounds quite like the opposite, if you ask me, that you want to get a promotion because you hate some work and you don't want to do it. So let's rein in the entitlement that I can pick and choose what I get to do and make it worth by demanding for a promotion because I hate some aspects of my work. Maybe what the person tries to say is you need a change in roles, but not really a promotion, because for me, a promotion means job well done, next level, to do more of what you've been doing or do different things, depending. Let's talk about why junior PMs are not the answer to this also, because I think I've cleared the path of the promotion. So let's discuss that. First of all, this highly depends on the level of the person in the organization that hates the day-to-day operations of product. If the person is already a junior product manager or like an associate or a mid-level product manager, so are we saying they need to hire a junior product manager to take up some of those responsibilities? Because, are you going to create a new role for yourself just because you hate some work? It depends on the level in the organization. And quite frankly, the way the organization is structured, the organization may not even be structured in a way where they have like junior PMs and associate and mid-level. If they don't have junior PMs, there's nothing you really can do about that in reality. So that's one factor to consider, where a junior PM is not really going to be the answer to your problems. Also, the reason why people hire junior PMs is not necessarily because the other product managers hate some aspect of their work. It's because the organization is probably scaling to a certain degree and they want the product managers to handle different sets of responsibilities, and they consider some other things beneficial for a junior product manager to handle and be able to add value to the business while the bandwidth of maybe more senior product managers are channeled towards something else. So it's a scaling need, not necessarily a need to take off work from people that do not enjoy what they're doing and the organization is not really growing in any way other than what they already have. So let's adjust our expectations about why people hire junior PMs. People don't hire junior PMs to be like the assistants of product managers or to do the things that product managers hate. You hire junior product managers for the purpose of scaling the organization and channeling the effort of existing product managers to more areas of value that the business considers important. And then also bringing other people in to begin to also learn and begin to grow with the organization. They are not like an assistant PM. Let's put that out there. The second reason is you were hired for that role
and those responsibilities were part of your role requirements.
So you need to reflect on why you do not like it. Like, what exactly is this that I don't like? Like, what are the specific reasons? And I'm not saying it's a problem to not like some aspects of your work. I don't like everything I do. In fact, I say to anybody that cares to listen to me that this aspect of the work is the one I would rather not spend my energy on. But it doesn't mean I don't do it. It just means I prefer one thing over another. So let's be clear that I'm not saying that you should enjoy every aspect of your work. And I'm not saying that you should not dislike some to a certain degree. But the way we go about addressing it is what I'm trying to address here. So I think it's important to reflect on why you don't like those day-to-day operations. Is it a skill problem? Or is it just like generally it does not match your personality style, you don't have an interest in it and things like that, or they don't play into your strength. You're not playing to your strengths when you do those things. So understanding the underlying reason is actually very important for you to address this before presenting the junior PM option. Now let's get to the good part of this. One comment says, I think you should just work on optimizing the processes that bother you, such as be only on meetings only if your presence is highly required, writing requirements with AI should become much faster, and so on. On the other hand, just between what you adored in your process, I would start thinking of maybe transitioning to a product marketer role. I love this comment. This sounds like, okay, you hit some aspects of it. How about we just figure out how to optimize the areas that you do not like. You know, the person gave examples here, like if requirements, you hate it, write it with AI, or to get you started with AI. If you hate meetings, you can handle that and maybe disregard some meetings or be very clear about the kind of meetings you want to be attending if you have that kind of autonomy to make that decision. But the person also said, what you adored may start looking like a product marketer role, which is also quite significant. If you're really keen on playing to your strengths, then in that case, you probably don't want to transition into another role if you exist in that organization, or if not, then you need to start looking out of that organization. So I kind of like this idea. Actually, it's a fantastic idea. The solution to this person's problem is here. Next comment says, same, replying to the original thread. Except, I don't really want to return to engineering either. And someone replies and says, I honestly just don't want to work anymore. There's a reason why this comment is more upvoted than the rest. And last person says, preach. Even my therapist thinks I should leave. Oh boy. Your therapist wants to sponsor your lifestyle. Oh yeah, I trust one baby. To each his own. So what's my advice to the poster? First thing is, think about the reason why you do not like what you don't like about your role. I mentioned a couple of things earlier. Is it like you're not playing to your strengths? Is it like, is it even that the organization makes you hate it? That's another thing that we disregard. Or is it the culture? Or is it the people that you're working with? Or is it the team that you're working with that makes you not enjoy it? I've done some things in some organization as a product manager that I'm like, this thing is so tedious. I get into another organization and I'm like, yeah, why was it that hard previously? One, maybe because there's a level of maturity that I've attained that I didn't have in the previous organization. But also the possibility that the culture is different, and the people are different, and their working style is different, that makes the thing that I thought I disliked a little more tolerable, like way more tolerable. So you need to consider all those things very deeply. I think the biggest work this person has to do is self-reflection. Why do I hate it? What are the factors that could be in place that would make me enjoy this? And depending on what you come up with, you might result into the advice that the previous comments gave, like maybe you want to transition into product marketing role within the organization if it exists, or even out if it does not exist. So that reflection is necessary. Another thing I'll tell you to do is think about this as a good thing. I mentioned earlier that the higher you go with your product management career, the less involved in day-to-day decision making that you are. And of course, you don't get the high from seeing things shipped and completed. So if you're beginning to see that you don't enjoy those things, you may start to see this as a good opportunity, because it means that you're probably getting bored of the entry-level or mid-level product management stuff, and you have appetite for more strategic or a higher responsibility with product management. So this might be a good thing, and it might be time for you to start playing around with those things and giving yourself the opportunities to test out yourself with doing them in readiness for a promotion. So in this case, the promotion is because you have started adding value in that area. You're adding value in the areas that are for the next level and probably play better to your strength, not because you hate the things that you hate, or not because you need a junior PM. So you need to see this as a good thing. Let's spin the narrative. Position yourself is my point. See it as a good thing. Find opportunities in your organization where you get to do those things, and when the time comes, you can be rightly assessed and considered for the said promotion for the right reasons. And if it's a general situation where you just cannot get past this day-to-day stuff, one thing you might consider is things like hacks for getting stuff done, right? You can do like mental hacks to get through those responsibilities that you hate. If you find that you hate writing requirements and things like that, like the person suggested, because they're using AI or just some basic templates to make them happen, you may consider working and collaborating with maybe other product managers or people that you enjoy working with to do those tasks that you hate, because it makes it more fun and you just get through them very quickly. So those are some of the mental hacks that you can adopt. Getting past the things that you don't enjoy if you don't have the luxury of just changing your jobs or changing your roles in the immediate time. Also, when it comes to things like requirements, one thing I also find is that because we're all just set in the mindset of documenting like a maniac, you probably also want to consider the format for the things that you hate. Sometimes you don't hate the thing, you hate the way it's done. And that's one thing that a lot of product managers don't realize, because you'll be so traditionally stuck with, oh, the requirement document has to be 5 pages and must contain this section. I've done requirements as just a video. Like, I'll do a video walking through something and that's the requirement. The designer go and figure it out. Do you understand? So you might consider reinventing the format for the things you hate. When it comes to day-to-day meetings, you might also consider asynchronous conversations and meetings, right? Do a Loom video and send to your team and tell them to give you feedback on it. And tell them, you know, engage in Slack. Having to go from meetings to meetings, because I know what that feels like, back to back meetings, and you're like, what am I doing? I don't even get to do actual work, I'm just in meetings. So if you have the chance, adjust the format for the things you ate. Decline meetings that don't have an agenda. And if you look at the agenda that doesn't have anything to do with you, decline attending that meeting. So those are some adjustments that you can make to get through the things that you hate. And I think that helps. If all this fail, consider also having a conversation with your manager and see how they can support you. If it's a skill gap, how they can support you with training, or how they can consider giving you opportunities that play well to your strengths. Not necessarily because it's your entitlement, but because they may consider like, yeah, let's just give you the things that you enjoy. So have a conversation with your manager. I think that will go a long way to help you. Because if you start to do the things that you don't enjoy, over time it will become obvious in the quality of your work. And your manager may not even understand that you hate those things. And they start saying the quality of your work and they start reflecting badly on you. So you probably also want to have a conversation with your manager. A very intelligent and wise conversation, I would say. I don't really enjoy this. I will need as much training and support as I can get from you on this area. Because it will reflect on the quality of your work if you do it grudgingly. And again, that already now goes to work against you. If you're not seeing putting your best foot forward. So have a conversation with your manager about it. One, to set the expectation and to get the kind of support that you need to get through your responsibilities. And if all else fails, you may just have to consider career change. One thing I will suggest is you need to adjust your expectations about the things that you love, because the things that you hate may be a part of the things that you love. Now, in this case, you mentioned that roadmap planning, strategy, and things like that. You still get to work with people. You still get to collaborate with a team. You still get to lean on other people to get stuff done. You don't just sit in isolation by yourself. Those things still require some form of like documentation and aligning with the teams. So those things that you mentioned that you hate, a bit of them on a different degree and a different scale are still part of the things that you say you love. So you probably want to adjust your expectations about what you love, because it will still involve the things that you hate to get those things done. Anyway, so I hope these things help you. If part of the issue you have is that you hate decision making. I did a video a few weeks ago about how to be a successful product manager if you hate decision making. So that may help you with some hacks as well. There you have it. Regretting product management and my thoughts on how people feel about it. I hope this video helps somebody. If you're regretting product management and if you think any of the things I suggested, other ideas that I may not have mentioned, or if you have opinions on the comments that people raised to help this person address their challenge, feel free to say something about them, and I'll catch you in another video.